Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me to take part in this very interesting session. I'm just going to make sure I can do this. Okay. So I have no relationships that I'm willing to talk about, and I have nothing to declare in terms of financial interests. So the topic I'm going to speak about today is how breastfeeding in public legislation is portrayed in the media and has been, how well advertised it has been. It's interesting to note in the background that actually more and more states are introducing legislation to protect breastfeeding in public because, as you probably have seen many stories in the press about women who are kind of harassed or asked to cover up when they're trying to breastfeed. And one of the reasons that we looked at the newspaper coverage specifically was that we've just done a study looking at the effect of breastfeeding legislation. In fact, I presented on that yesterday, to see if breastfeeding in public legislation actually increases breastfeeding rates. It doesn't actually, but that's it does. It depends which state you're in. We looked at three states, and in Alaska it actually had an impact, but on other states it didn't have much of an impact. But one of the things we considered when we were doing that study was, well, was the legislation actually publicized? Because if no one knows that there's any legislation to protect them, then probably it was going to have less of an effect than if it was well publicized. So this smaller study came out of that investigation to find out what kind of coverage was being given to breastfeeding in public legislation. You know, this is the kind of thing that you'll see resurfacing every so often in the media. This was a very fun story because we always like breastfeeding to get coverage. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So this was when someone in Victoria's Secrets was asked not to breastfeed in that store because it was considered indecent. So, you know, Victoria's Secrets did not get very far with that particular problem, and in fact they had to do like a public apology and things like that. But it's kind of interesting that the media puts it in there. Of course, it gives them a chance to put in Victoria's Secrets. So the whole breastfeeding thing is very much colored by this whole attitude we have towards women's breasts. But in my view, and the 10 years that I've been working in this field particularly, whatever comes out in the press tends to shift breastfeeding towards the mainstream. If we don't talk about it at all, if it's not shown in the press at all, then it's worse than having something come out that at least kind of moves people towards thinking about it. We know that from a study that we did sort of prior to this one that the average number of articles on breastfeeding has risen significantly in the last decade or so. There were fewer articles in the past in breastfeeding. And when we looked at some of the things about generally about breastfeeding articles, this is not to do with legislation, this is just generally breastfeeding. One of the things that we noticed, for example, was that back in 1999, none of the articles about breastfeeding actually ever showed anyone breastfeeding, whereas in 2005, 5% of them showed people breastfeeding. So there was a shift towards, as I think, acceptability of showing women breastfeeding in the press. This was one particular article that had this picture, and this was in the New York Times. So legislation, as well as newspaper coverage, has also risen dramatically over the past 20 years. And there's a large amount in almost every state. Unfortunately, Massachusetts, where I'm from, is one of the few that doesn't. But almost every state now has breastfeeding in public legislation, which protects a woman from being told she can't breastfeed in public. But the types of law really differ from state to state. Some of them are like anti-obscenity laws, and some of them are full-blown public health laws that talk about the big benefit of breastfeeding and that kind of thing. So the other question we had is, if the laws vary so much, does the type of newspaper coverage that they're given vary too? This is the increase in breastfeeding in public laws, just to show you graphically how that legislation itself has increased since 1993. So the goal of this particular study was to determine the volume of and analyze the content of newspaper coverage specifically around breastfeeding in public legislation between 1993 and 2002. The legislation that we considered when we did the study about whether legislation worked or not was put in 2003, so we chose the period before that to look at. So we collected for this study all the public breastfeeding legislation from all the different states. And also we looked through whatever was available on LexisNexis, which is a massive newspaper database. So there were some newspapers that were not included because they were not in that database, but we used both the legal and academic versions of LexisNexis which had different newspapers in them. And we looked at newspapers for the year before and the year after the legislation was enacted. And then we looked at four specific states, Florida, New York, Texas, and California, to see if we could determine what kind of themes were also present in the breastfeeding coverage. So it wasn't just how many, but what they were talking about. So in terms of the volume of coverage for legislation, we found that there was quite a wide range. Some states had nothing at all on breastfeeding legislation, and Florida actually had 27 articles about the breastfeeding legislation. The average number was 6, and 55%, well, I'll show you actually graphically because it's a little easier to look at, but this is how it broke down. So most states had between 0 and 5, and then you can see decreasing volume after that. We also looked at the timing of the coverage in the four states that we focused on, and we found that the vast majority of the coverage was before, which kind of makes sense. This law is coming in, and that's when maybe it's controversial or people are still thinking about whether it should actually happen. So most of the coverage was actually for the year before the law was enacted, not after, which is also interesting because maybe there's a lot of coverage saying this law is coming in, but does anyone actually publicize whether or not it's been enacted? I'm not sure. So that's kind of an interesting consideration. So when we looked at the themes, and I just find it interesting because there were pro and anti themes. These were the top themes. Most of them were positive. Most of them were pro the legislation. And you can just see broken down by state. So, for example, in Florida, the most common theme in the different articles, which is in 70% of them, was that it should prevent charges of obscenity, which is great because that's what it's kind of designed to do. And same for New York. And then the reports of harassment, which was like a negative theme, was also one of the others. So they were reporting on people who had been harassed for breastfeeding in public. California, similar, but it was interesting, and you'll see this in the overall picture as well, that one of the most common themes in California was that the law wasn't needed. But since one of the other equally common was reports of harassment, I think that's a little contradictory, because if you've got an equal number of people saying they were harassed and then an equal number of people saying there's no law needed, obviously if people are being harassed, you need a law. And it's interesting, I think Texas is the only state where anyone mentioned about health and nutrition benefits, which is actually quite valid. I mean, we know from all the research that people know that breastfeeding is the healthiest thing for the baby to do. So this is more a whole thrust in breastfeeding advocacy at the moment is to try and get people to breastfeed and help them to breastfeed, not just to tell them it's healthy, because we already know it's healthy and everyone knows it's healthy. And if you spend your time telling women it's healthy, you're kind of wasting your time. So it's interesting that that's kind of trickled down into the press. So overall, the themes that we looked at, breastfeeding should be allowed in public, there's harassment involved, and the ones that were against it were the law was unnecessary or wasteful. There were some articles that focus on breastfeeding being disgusting or embarrassing. So those are the interesting things. And you can just see by state, kind of interesting because the states differ a little bit between what they're looking at and what, depending on the state. So the most common thing in Texas was the stuff about nutrition. Florida, it was preventing obscenity charges. New York, maybe they just think it's a civil right in New York. And then some further evidence that the shift is changing. I mean, just as a casual observer, the shift appears to be changing because there's less and less about breastfeeding being disgusting and more about the airlines should be letting this happen. I just got an email this morning about an Amtrak incident where a woman on a New York train was told to cover up. But because she was in New York City before the train left and not in Massachusetts where she was going, she was able to legally claim that she had the right to breastfeed. So in conclusion, breastfeeding in public legislation per se has increased significantly over the past decade or so. The newspaper coverage of this legislation varies by state, but in general it's mainly positive. And we need to further study to determine whether it really makes a difference to the effectiveness, because we put it in as a variable to the equation, but we didn't really look at it very specifically. So, thank you. I have time for a question or two, right? Yeah, if anyone wants to ask a specific question, feel free, yeah? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. Can you?
Are you aware of being that
Am I aware of anything? Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that there's any one place where you're going to be able to get all the articles, but certainly there is a huge online community of moms and breastfeeding advocates that have a lot of stuff. It's a great resource because that sort of stuff now gets really quickly circulated around, whereas before it wasn't. Yeah. We did actually break it down by that, and I didn't present all of that, but there was a mixture. There were a mixture of things. Some of them were news articles, like some of the harassment ones were news articles. There were also opinion, you know, we always get those op-ed, like, I didn't breastfeed and I'm fine, so why should I, you know. But there was a big range of different kinds of articles. And we just decided that since we were looking at the volume of publicity, we didn't really care whether what kind of article it was. It would still count. It would still let people know that there was something going on. So we just put them all in together. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. In Europe? Well, what's the view of breastfeeding in public in Europe is the question, because maybe you've spot that my accent's not quite Bostonian. I mean, totally depends what you mean by Europe. Europe's like America. So Scandinavia, for example, everyone breastfeeds all the time, and it's really difficult to get formula. You can only really get it by prescription. So when it's common, it's considered normal. England, people are very embarrassed. I would say it's almost like here. Southern Europe, like Spain and Greece, my experience of being in those countries is it's just not done, although a generation ago, two generations ago it was. So it really varies. But it's not great. It's not paradise. Okay? Thanks.
Next presenter is Dr. Carol Arnold. Carol is an assistant professor at Texas Women's University. She's been a volunteer with the March of Dimes since 1984. She has specifically been promoting prenatal care and education among Alaska Natives and American Indians since 1998. She's going to talk about a program called Coming of the Blessing, and she's also going to introduce her co-presenter.